Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
I thought that the arbitrator swung and missed. I thought the suspension was way too lenient, especially for a couple reasons, Chris. A, 6 games just doesn't seem enough when you talk about the scope of how many women were involved in this. Remember, it's not a court of law. You don't have to be, it's not like you have to be guilty of a crime in order to be punished. So people need to understand. I think too many people don't understand that once you sign up and you sign a contract to be a part of something, you have to live by the rules that are negotiated in the CBA. So it's totally different from a court of law. Number two, why didn't the Browns just pay him $17 for the year so he'd owe the NFL $6? Seriously. Because it's a farce that they allowed.
No, you're right.
Chris, why not?
The difference
what
to
is
him?
The, what is the
to
difference? Him. It should have been $17 and he could have paid the league $6
in quarters. I wonder if there's a minimum. There must
what?
Be a minimum.
I mean,
but you're right. It is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
He's going to lose $345,000.
Right. And Chris, next year make $46 million.
Right.
And then for all the former players, analysts on television, stop saying that he was suspended last year and this is really a 23-game suspension.
Absolutely.
He was not suspended last year. He got his full pay and refused to take the field.
What
Chris?
Were you and I saying?
Yes.
We were saying, I mean this, if I ran the Texans.
I would have made him go out
I'm
there.
Playing, yes. You're our best quarterback. Go with the ones. You're starting. Now, he may have faked an injury or something, but I would have tried to make him play.
100%. But, Chris, guys are out there talking about, this is 23 games last year. No. So
even the arbiter said in her ruling that those games, now she seemed to she may have been siding with those you just mentioned, who are kind of including that in the suspension, because she did say that Goodell would not give him the administrative leave, and that meant the games couldn't count against his suspension, almost kind of because she had said he paid the price. And then she mentioned that. And so I don't know if she was going there, but I'm with you. No, that was not a part of the suspension.
Was not. This is a suspension. And so
he chose not to play.
This is where I'm at. I thought it was too lenient. We talked about it. It should have at least been 8 games, could have been a season, but way too lenient for me. And the former federal judge, maybe now we know why she's former, but it wasn't a great job by her.
Well, I look, it's hard. Obviously, I'm not a lawyer. I did take constitutional law 1 year in college.
Did you?
When I thought maybe I want to be a sports agent, and one semester, that's all I took. It wasn't for me. But this is, I agree with you, Rob, that when I heard it was 6 games, I was a bit stunned. And I know there had been rumblings, you know, around that it could be 4 games, that, you know, the
two
NFLPA,
games, right.
Yeah, they released their statement saying, hey, we're going to abide by the ruling. We want the NFL to do the same thing. They probably had some inkling that it was going to be short. But I still was expecting at least 8 or 9 games. I really was. And you know, Rob, you and I talked about how we thought it was going to be a year, maybe a month or so ago. Now the tide seemed to shift, and that's why I thought it might only be 8 or 9 games. But I don't think it is appropriate. But here's what stunned me, and you've heard a lot of people today, Rob, say, well, this is different from all the past rulings. This is different from Calvin Ridley getting a full season for betting on games that he didn't play in. This is different from Ezekiel Elliott and Johnny Manziel and even Tom Brady with the 4 games for Deflategate. It's none of that matters because that was Goodell.
Right.
But now it's a new era in the NFL's issues like this, and they got an independent arbiter to do it.
And she
and I was listening and kind of bought that until I read her ruling. And what I found, Rob, and I'm not criticizing her. She's, I guess, doing her job or her decision. But, Rob, she based her ruling entirely on the precedent that the NFL had already set.
No, if that was the case,
it might as well have been Goodell.
Right. There's no reason to have her if it's going to be the same exact thing.
Right.
And that was the reason that they went away from him.
It feels like she wasn't independent.
Right.
Because she did essentially bind herself to what had been what the decisions were before. And here's the problem with that, Rob. The NFL's decisions are all over the place.
Right. We've been saying that forever, that it's not consistent enough.
No. Ezekiel Elliott gets 6 games for battering. You know, I mean, they suspended him. So for domestic violence against his girlfriend at that time on 3 separate occasions.
Right.
Now, he was not charged with anything or convicted of anything, but the NFL obviously deemed that he had done violence to this woman, and they gave him 6 games. And yet you give – and Ray Rice only got 6 games. And then yet you give Calvin Ridley a full season. Or, and Tom Brady, as bad as Deflategate was, it's not only 2 games worse than beating up a woman, right?
And the other one was Michael Vick got a year for dogs. And I say it from the standpoint of dogs compared to human beings.
I totally agree with you.
I
thought that
right?
was overdone.
I mean,
I agree.
Whole year, I was stunned that that's how harsh they were to him, including Chris, that – it happened on his property, but he wasn't involved. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
He,
and again,
he wasn't there.
I don't advocate.
No,
what he
no,
did,
no, no,
but
no. We're not. I'm talking about the severity of it.
It's not comparable to what you do to a human being.
Exactly. That's
and I'm sorry. It's just not. And Rob, here's the deal. I think the NFL needs to, because of the way she ruled, they need to set a new precedent. Because the next time it happens, unless they, so there's two ways to do it. You can either change the CBA, which we'll see if the Players Association would even go along with that, or you can appeal. And then Goodell can increase it to 10 games or 8 games or a full season or whatever he deems appropriate. And that'll be the new precedent. Now, I know that the PA will appeal it.
Sure.
And then it'll be drawn out and we'll see what happens. So I don't think the NFL wants to draw this out. They got a lot of decisions to make.
Well, I also think
this.
This
is not a simple decision.
It's not, Chris. Here's the other part.
They have until Thursday afternoon, as I said.
I think, and 877-99 on Fox, we're going to definitely want to hear from you. But I'll say this last thing, Chris. The NFL, you know, could be fielding calls from women's groups, advertisers, you know what I mean, leading up to that. And they
well, if advertisers
right.
get involved, then it's that will – I hate to say it. I don't know to hear from women's groups.
I'm just saying, like, to get a taste of a feel temperature in the room is what I'm saying. Like, they have
a
couple of days because if some big advertisers say, hey, what's going on here, and we're not comfortable with this, and we're going to hear from our customers who are mostly women, we might have an issue here. Do you know what I mean?
Like, I agree. Because public sentiment is going to, I would think, play a large part in this. And, Rob, we got to say it. We've had some callers. I've talked to many people, men, about this. And a lot do feel like a lot of these, I don't want to say on Watson's side, but for lack of a better phrase, on Deshaun Watson's side.
I don't disagree
with
you.
And they feel like the time, you know, you've probably heard it from people too.
Yep.
Oh, the timing. All of a sudden he doesn't want to be a play for the Texans and now this stuff comes
right,
out.
Right, right. Like there's some sort of like they put up like they were in cahoots with
right,
the women. And
right.
I'm like, come on now. You can't make this many people come up there. Chris, if it's
right.
one or two people, maybe. It was the same argument I had when Bill Cosby. I said, if you want to tell me three women have made up a story on Bill Cosby, I'll believe it, Chris, right? I'll believe
right.
three. But if you want to tell me 60 women have come forward to lie on Bill Cosby, come on. I'm not buying
right.
it. I'm not
well,
buying it.
Well, that and I think if there's anything relevant in what guys are saying about the timing, yeah, did the Texans know? I don't think they knew exactly what he was doing. But they probably knew, yeah, he does these massages, man. We getting him in the room to do it. And they gave him an NDA, non-disclosure agreement. Once he demanded out, they may have just stopped trying to cover up or,
right.
you know what I mean, help him or keep people at bay, whatever it was.
And
he was
on his own, right.
was.
And
yeah,
that,
he was on his own.
Own.
And so that's, I think, if anything, the role they played.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeart.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. It's
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Radio app.
This weekend, Sunday to be exact, we lost not only a great basketball player, and he certainly was that, the greatest winner in American sports history, period. Especially when you look at the three major sports, Bill Russell winning 11 championships in 13 years, Rob. It's unbelievable. So, and for those that want to say, oh, he did against plumbers and butchers, he did it against Will Chamberlain, Elgin Baylor, Jerry West, Oscar Robertson. All right? So the greatest winner, no one and literally no one in football or baseball or basketball has ever won as many championships as Bill Russell. And then the fact that he did it in 13 years is just incredible. So, Rob, I told you they turned on the NBA TV and they were playing a Bill Russell game, which was really a great thrill to see that in 1963. But I know you wrote a great column today on Deadspin.com. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah. You know, Chris, I wanted to dig in a little bit and I didn't want Boston to get off the hook. I mean, there were so many beautiful things written and said about Bill Russell, Chris, but it wasn't paradise for Bill Russell when he was a great player there. And you just said it. Nobody won more.
Right.
And it was bad. And we get it, the time and the temperature of the country, but it was bad for Bill Russell. And he even said, Chris, a quote, it was like that Boston was a flea market of racism. That's a quote from Bill Russell from his own book. And the things that went on there were mind-boggling, to be honest, and his house was vandalized. They defecated on his bed and in his house. In a store.
That's incredible.
That is. Somebody, who could be that sick?
I mean, you talk about disgusting.
Right. Yeah, who could sick. Be that sick, Chris?
You're sick in the head.
Right, to do that. And his daughter wrote about it in a New York Times piece in 1987. She chronicled what happened and what went on. And I thought to myself, Chris, can you imagine if Bill Russell just could have played and didn't have to carry that burden and carry that angst and all the other stuff that comes with it? I don't think people understand what it would be like for him or Jackie Robinson just to play. Just go out like everybody else and just play.
That's a great point.
And he had to overcome that and still be great and do all those things. But I got to say this. I don't believe, Chris, I would have been able to play in Boston for people who hated me, who disrespected me, who made me feel unwelcome and unwanted. And I'm wearing Boston across my jersey. I'm winning for their emotions that they feel good. And I'm sure he won for himself, but you know what I mean. It made the city and the people who live there feel good. I don't think I would have been able to do it. I admire him that he didn't play there for a year or two and go, okay, I can't do this. I got to get out of town. That's why when you hear Kevin Durant and some of these other guys, Chris, ready to run out after something doesn't go right. Shame on you.
Well, I said that, Rob, this morning on First
Things
First. And I didn't insult these current guys and gals, but I said it this way. We do have athletes who quit on a team, who want out of a city, who are afraid to play, who are afraid to address the media at events. And I don't want to belittle the mental issues that lead to some of those things, because I will admit, Rob, in this era of social media, of the 24-hour news cycle, and of the constant scrutiny that these athletes take on shows like this, radio shows, TV shows, the whole nine yards, it can produce anxiety. There's no doubt about it. So it can make things tough at times. But that said, I would say to today's athletes, look to Bill Russell as an inspiration.
Okay.
Really. And look and say, my goodness. And that goes for Jackie Robinson and Muhammad Ali and any of the great African-American athletes really at that time, particularly the superstars. If they could play through what they did.
Yep.
How in the world can't you play through? I like Kyrie. Kyrie took, a week off because of the insurrection on January 6th that he wasn't even involved in? And you just said it. Bill Russell played through people breaking into his house, spray painting racial slurs all over his walls, and defecating in his bed. And we can't play through some of the fears and challenges that we have? Come on. And again, I'm not even here to insult.
No, I'm
saying,
what you're saying,
look at Bill Russell as inspiration to draw strength from. Because we all face challenges, Rob. We all have days we don't want to go to work. We all have situations where we are afraid. We are insecure. And there's something called fortitude. And there's something called courage where you push through those things. And Bill Russell was as great an example as there has been in sports history, for sure.
No, I agree. And especially in that town, Chris, especially, and what he went through. And we already know, I chronicle it in the column. You can't just poo-poo this and go, well, those were the old days and that was kind of standard. It's still going on, Chris. It did still have an incidence and situations. I'm not saying of that degree, but it's still going on there. We had Adam Jones with the Orioles. CeCe Sabathia played 17 years in the major leagues. said he was never called the N-word, Chris, anywhere except Boston.
Here's what I'd say, though. Boston, and it was bad. I'm not trying to defend it at all. If he was going to play in America, he was going to play for a racist city. But Boston wasn't the only. It might have been the worst, at least in the North. But it wasn't the only place stuff like that was going on. There was worse stuff happening in the South. So I'm just saying, especially at that time, I mean, LeBron James had somebody spray the N-word on his garage in L.A. a few years ago. So I just think he was not, as you kind of alluded to, he wasn't playing for the fans of Boston, I don't believe. He was playing for himself.
No, I
think he was also playing for African Americans of the future. Because you know this, you know, what did the mess Jackie Robinson put up with, Hank Aaron put up with? Why did Jackie Robinson do it? Because of what it would do for the future African Americans.
That's it. No, I hear you, and that's
a
great
point. I'm sure he wanted
point.
To punch some people out. But he knew if he did that, it would
upset the apple cart.
Ruin it for other African Americans. Unfortunately, it shouldn't have been that way, but it would in the future. And I'm sure Bill Russell was like, man, if I run away, if I tuck tail, I can't take it, then what's that going to do for other black players coming after me?
See, here's my thing is I couldn't give the people who hate me the pleasure.
You don't think they would have hated you in any other cities?
No, I'm not.
America, 1960s.
I get that, but that town, Chris, has a long history, and I'm not making excuses.
The country does, though.
I do. I get that. But that city of Boston, to me, I've had my own issues there. I've had my own situations, personal. And I'm saying I just would have had a problem playing for that team. And that town, Boston, here's the other one. It ain't just the Celtics and the people. The Red Sox, Chris, had the last black player in the major league. Guess how many years after Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier that the Red Sox got their first black player?
I feel you.
12 years.
Right.
Is this on? I'm just saying, Chris, 12 years.
But don't you think Bill Russell...
That was by design. That was by design.
Yes, it was. I'm not trying to defend the city of Boston at all. I'm just saying let's not act like it was the only overtly racist city at the time that Bill Russell was playing. There was a freaking unwritten rule in the NBA that you couldn't have more than 4 black players on the team. So maybe he should have left the league until y'all let everybody in. The best players, regardless of skin color.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, It's true magic, because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I do think, Rob, if you're the Cleveland Browns, you know, under the circumstances, I mean, this is great for you. I mean, and obviously, I think, I hope.
Oh, it's their best case scenario. There's no
right,
doubt.
That we are not saying it's great. I'm sure they aren't even saying it's great, because all the way around, it's a bad situation with what happened. But from a football perspective, strictly, this is, they couldn't ask for more. And Rob, this is why, and again, as time went on, I started to think, you know what, it's not going to be a whole season suspension like you and I kind of thought it would be at first.
When it kept coming, you remember, that's right, what we thought. It right. Just kept getting worse.
Oh, yeah. And the fact they knew something. And the fact that they didn't go after me, I don't know that they would have had they known it was going to be a, if they had thought it was going to be a year-long suspension. But, Rob, if they thought it was going to be a full year, I think they should have went at Jimmy Garoppolo. And the fact that they didn't, I feel like, means they understood it won't be a full year. Might be half a season, might be less, as it is at this point. And so they, you know, they're going to go with Jacoby Brissett. And Rob, if you look at their schedule, I mean, they should go 3-3. They should. Because remember, they got a great team around their quarterback. They have a chance, a good chance, I'd say, to go 4-2. And if they go that, remember, Deshaun Watson can practice with the team. He can play in preseason games. And week four, once the regular season starts, week four, he can go and be with the team and start getting ready, you know, for his return, at least as it stands right now, in week seven. So I think they're in great shape football-wise. And, Rob, here's their schedule. Their first game, of course, Baker Mayfield and the Panthers, they should be able to win that. The Jets could be a win. Pittsburgh, I mean, Pittsburgh is always tough, even though we know they're not going to be that good this year. That could be a win. Atlanta, those are their first four games. Then they have the Chargers, which would be a tough one, obviously. And then New England. I don't want to say they're going 5-1. Well, but five of those games are very winnable.
But here's the other flip side to that. That if you don't win those games that you would expect it to win, that's where your season gets turned. Because you're right, with Deshaun Watson, you would be 5-1. But that doesn't mean that automatically without him, you're going to be 5-1 against
those teams.
No, it's
certainly not automatic.
And that's what's scary is that
they could be.
What if they're 2-6 games?
Two and four.
2-4.
2-4 is insurmountable.
Right, but 2-4 losing games against those kind of teams is where you would go back and go, here's where our season was derailed because he missed games that were against easier opponents and we didn't win those games. I'm saying that's the flip side if it doesn't work out.
Right. But I'm just saying when you lose, most teams, if they lost their starting quarterback, would not necessarily be in position to go 4-2 or 3-3. So that's all I'm saying, that they have a good shot. But, Rob, I also think that we want to get into Deshaun Watson. And you said it earlier when we were talking before the show. What did you feel like a big sentiment out there was about him?
He got off. He won. Everything's come up roses for him, and he's the big winner in this, despite the mess that was caused. But Chris, I'm going to tell you, I don't believe that, and I still think that Deshaun Watson winds up being the biggest loser in this, and he might have gotten slapped on the wrist by the judge, and. But I do believe that this guy had such a spotless reputation and was a upstanding member of society and people look to. I do believe that he's been damaged and good, honest people will never look at him the same. I'm not saying he's guilty of any crime, but people look at you and your actions. And I don't think that's you can get that back. Like, you know, you've heard that people go, where do I go get my character back? Like when you've been assassinated, you know, when things happen, where do I go get that? I don't care what the judge said, the arbitrator said, I don't care what the NFL says. There's still a feeling, I think, from good, honest people who look at this and say, he's not who I thought he was. And I'll give you, like, you see Will Smith now. Prior to the Academy Award, Chris, Will Smith was somebody people idolized and looked at and said, what a great guy. Oh, my God, Will Smith is this, is that. He, to this very day, is scuffling to repair his image. I don't think people will ever look at Will.
It's only been a few months.
Will Smith the same way. I'm just saying, I don't believe that people will look at him the same way. And many who are dismissive of what took place and have probably, you know, had some done some bad things in their past or whatever, I get that. And people who are willing to look away and celebrate a guy who they felt got away with some highly questionable behavior. And that's what I'll call it, highly questionable behavior. He might be a good football player to a lot of people, and they're happy for him. But I'm not as sure he's a good man when I find out the way that he carried himself behind closed doors with strange women. So he's the winner. He's got the guaranteed contract. He's only going to get six games and not a year. But I don't think he won. I don't think Deshaun Watson will ever be viewed the same way by all people prior to this mess that he's been involved in.
Well, obviously, this is a huge stain on his reputation. I mean, he didn't just have a reputation as a guy. He's never been in trouble. No, he had the opposite. He was viewed as like a hot guy of incredibly high character and all of that. So that will always be on his resume, so to speak. But I'm going to throw some names at you, Rob Parker. Was Kobe Bryant able to move on?
Different time. Kobe
wouldn't. I don't care. Wasn't that long ago.
Chris, Kobe.
Wasn't that long ago?
Kobe would not, in this current climate, it would not be the same. I'm telling you, it wouldn't be.
Kobe was celebrated,
Chris,
in this climate.
Okay,
his incident didn't happen in this climate.
Can I say
but
that
he was celebrated in this climate by women as well as men.
Would the team have flown him back and forth if he was involved in a rape case in 2022?
I'm not saying had it happened in 2022. I'm saying, though, he was celebrated. It wasn't something that happened 50 years ago.
Chris, it wasn't.
It was something that happened in this century.
There was also people who were down even when he got the, what did he win? I just forgot. What did he win?
The Oscar.
Was it an Oscar?
There's always going to be a few people here and there.
Okay, I'm just saying, everybody wasn't on board.
Everybody's not on board with anybody.
I'm just saying.
I mean, seriously, everybody wasn't on board with Martin Luther King. Everybody wasn't on board with Jesus Christ. Like, come on. Everybody ain't on board with everybody. You can't sit here and say that the overwhelming sentiment toward Kobe Bryant had moved far from what happened in Colorado.
I'm telling you that if that happened today,
Rob, it would be different. Act like it was 1973.
Chris, it is different. Things have changed a lot.
Big Ben.
That didn't happen.
Was he able to move on? Ezekiel Elliott. He was suspended in 2017.
Chris,
nobody talks about that now.
Ask Bill Cosby, who wound up going to jail.
Well. Bill Cosby just got out of jail.
No, but he went to jail. You would have told me 20.
Deshaun Watson is not going to jail.
If you told me 20 years ago that people would look sideways at Bill Cosby, I tell you, you're crazy.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World? Like, hey, we came to play. Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They're also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.